Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the classic comedy mystery The Pink Panther, which premiered on December 18, 1963, co-starring Robert Wagner as the nephew of David Niven during the zany investigation by Peter Sellers. I spoke to Wagner about his memoir in 2017, sharing laughs about playing Dr. Evil's number two in Austin Powers, but his press person abruptly interrupted the interview just as I asked about the suspicious drowning of his wife Natalie Wood in 1981. Mr. Wagner.
Good morning.
Who's here to talk about his new book, I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses. Mr. Wagner, thanks much. This is an honor.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this book. This is the third book I've written with Scott Eiman, and the response has been really very, very positive to it, and it was something that we enjoyed doing very much.
What made you sort of, because you mentioned you had other ones that were acclaimed, like You Must Remember This, I Remember That Book, but, you know, what made you think, like, hey, I've worked with some of the biggest actresses ever, I'm going to put it all in a book?
Well, you know, I mean, I was so blessed with that opportunity to meet these women and to have worked with, them, not all of them in the book, but most of them, and, you know, we started talking about it, and Scott and I, we wrote about maybe three different women, and we talked to our literary agent, Mr. Janklow, and he responded to it very positively, and we took it back to our publisher who had published our last book, Rick Cott at Viking, and he responded to it in a very positive way, and off we went. We started to put it together. And I'm just so grateful that I had that opportunity and to meet these wonderful women who gave us all so very much in our lifetime.
Definitely. Now, there's so many awesome actors, some of my all-time favorites in here as well. So let's just dive right into some of them. Tell us what you write about Bette Davis.
Well, you know, I had the fortune of meeting Bette when I was about 22 years old, something like that, and you know, she played Natalie, my late wife, knew her, and I had a chance to be in proximity with her, and then I produced a movie with her later on, and she worked with me in television. She was on a show that I did called It Takes a Thief, and we just became very, very good friends, and she was a very special lady, and she left me some things when she left us, and they're big treasures to me. She was a very, very special woman.
Awesome. If our listeners pick up this book, what will they hear about your memories of Marilyn Monroe?
Well, you know, I've written about that before, I wrote about Marilyn. We were all very young and under contract to 20th Century Fox, and I did both of her screen tests, and as a result of that, I got to know her, and she was just such a wonderful young girl and full of life and full of love and full of all sorts of energy, and so she wanted to be a star very badly, and boy, she did it. That's very exciting.
And I love I was reading in the book about
Irene Dunne versus Rosalind Russell. You said Cary Grant surprised you when he said that Dunne always had the best timing with him. But what are your thoughts on those two wonderful, hilarious actresses?
Well, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I thought that the movies that they did together, I thought were just fabulous, and I thought their combination was great. But I didn't realize that he had that those feelings for her on that basis of her timing, and she was really terrific. I mean, she was quite a wonderful actress. I mean, think about what she gave us that we grew up on. That was pretty good, you know.
Yeah, the Awful Truth was done with Gary, right? And His Girl Friday with Rosalind. Man, they were fantastic.
Oh yeah, they were great. They were wonderful pictures.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I did a piece on Rosalind Russell in the book. She was a lovely lady, and I had the four. I've just been so blessed by meeting all of these wonderful women, and you know, they really they worked so hard, and they gave up so much in their lives. I mean, they were all very successful, and it was all good. But I mean, you know, those were the tough days. They were working 6 days a week, and tough to keep a family going, and keep a marriage going, and keep a career going. That's big time, you know. And they've only got so much time to do it in.
Yeah, how do you think you mentioned that. How do you think that sort of change from, you know, being a woman in the golden age of Hollywood trying to make it versus today? What are some of those challenges you think the actresses have?
Well, I think the challenges are all there. I mean, it's a very hard profession. It's you have to keep yourself in shape. You have to look good. You have to have the ability to be able to search for those characters and present them. And the young actresses we have today, they're just fabulous. I mean, I think there's so many wonderful actresses around, and they don't have, the protection as much today as they did in the old days, you know?
Yeah. Is there an actress that you thought you personally had the best chemistry with on screen?
Well, you know, I've worked with so many, you know, wonderful ladies. I had very good chemistry, I think, with Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, I thought that we did a very good job in that picture that we did together that I produced. And, of course, Stephanie Powers and I worked together for years, and that chemistry worked very well for both of us. But I've worked with I worked with Audrey Hepburn. I loved working with her. She was just the best, you know.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we can't leave out your two superstar wives, the late Natalie Wood and of course, the current Jill St. John. First, what made them both amazing on screen? But then, you know, what was it like sort of balancing the off-screen romance as well?
Would you ask me that again?
I was saying, tell me about your two wives, Natalie and Jill. What made them so great on screen and then also sort of balancing your off-screen romance?
Well, you know, it's always it's always wonderful to be able to work with someone you're that close with, and I enjoyed working very much with Jill. Jill and I did quite a few things together. And also, Natalie and I did several movies together. And it was great being able to, you know, it's great being able to go to work and go home with, and you're both working on the same project. It's fascinating, you know. I enjoyed it very much. And I was very grateful to have that experience.
After, you know, the tragedy of what happened to Natalie, how did you sort of dig within and sort of bounce back from that and just keep on plugging away?
Can you tell me?
Sorry, I'll...
And Jason, I'm so sorry. We got to run. It's just about 35.
Okay, Mr. Wagner, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Can I... Last question. Dr. Evil, number two.
Oh, baby, please.
And your wife was Diamonds Are Forever, so how would number two talk to Tiffany Case?
You got some good questions. Oh, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.